Hundreds of prospective teachers have attended training programs in Michigan, but failed the licensing exam to become a teacher. Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst, takes a deep dive on this story, Marie.
And Paul, teachers get report cards too. A new report finding that hundreds of prospective teachers have failed their licensing examinations. Prospective teachers have to pass these licensing exams in the subject they want to teach before they can take over a classroom. The 46 teacher training programs in the state vary a lot in how much they help students pass the educator licensing exam. All told, about 7% of the prospective teachers, 332, never passed the exam for elementary school teachers between 2015 and 2018. This is according to new data published by the National Council on Teacher Quality. And the failure rates for more than a dozen training programs were more than 20%. In a handful of programs, most of which are based at colleges and universities, more than one in five students took the exam three times or more. And by the way, that exam costs about $129 to take each time. Universities with the highest first attempt pass rates include the University of Michigan, Michigan State, Saginaw Valley, Grand Valley State. The statewide average was about 79%. Now, the programs with the lowest first attempt pass rates included Oakland University, Ferris State, Wayne State, and the University of Michigan Dearborn. The report has some far-reaching implications just beyond these test scores. A lot of schools are struggling to retain their teachers. Students in low-income communities are more likely to learn from inexperienced teachers or substitutes, and experts say that can have a negative impact on their overall learning, Paul W.
This is not good news. We've got our hands full in education on a good day, and it's not been a good day for a year and a half, and it's only going to get worse, and there are only going to be more arguments and more people who drop out of the profession of teaching because they've been burning out anyway. Now add to that a year and a half of complications because of COVID and arguments about where they should be teaching from and how, and it's just, am I overreacting? This is kind of a crash course we're on right now for our education, Marie?
No, this is a serious problem, and what we're looking at here is what this story really is about is the pipeline of the new teachers coming in, right? So right. If the teachers who are in the classroom now perhaps are either reaching retirement age or maybe they want to consider something else to do with their lives and they move on, we'd like to have new qualified teachers in the pipeline, and this is where we're seeing a kink in that pipeline right here where so many of these prospective teachers are not passing this vital licensing exam.
Well, and look around us. We have concern about teachers. We have concerns about people in healthcare. We have a lot of people who are just going to try to find something else to do because they're not finding joy in what they're currently doing, and they're not able to accomplish what they hoped to accomplish. People who become teachers are not looking just to make, quote-unquote, good money. They're looking to make a difference, or they wouldn't put themselves through all of this. Same things in healthcare, but we do have to realize they have to make good money to survive. Everyone does these days. So to find a situation where 7% of prospective teachers, 332 total, in this instance, didn't pass the exam for elementary school teachers between 2015 and 2018. This is this previously unreleased data published by the National Council on Teacher Quality, which, by the way, do you hear about them very much? I sure don't. The National Council on Teacher Quality?
No, yeah.
I've not heard much about them at all, and I'm kind of, like Prince Charles, all ears about these sorts of things. But at this point, it's something that's important to be pointed out, and let's see where we go from here. Our WJR Senior News Analyst, Marie Osborne, bringing us the story of hundreds of prospective teachers attending training programs meant to help them in Michigan, but failed after taking these training programs, failed the licensing exam to become a teacher after all.